Chapter 22 Emotional Stress and Relaxation Techniques. Concepts and Beliefs About Stress. A note: what is emotional stress? As the term is used in this chapter, emotional stress is a psychological response that increases various metabolic processes, such as heart rate, sweating, muscle tension, metabolism, etc. This includes nervousness, anxiety, fear, anger, frustration, etc. In a certain sense, there are negative unpleasant and positive pleasant emotional stresses. For example, laughter increases heart rate and the number of other metabolic functions, and it is pleasant. A great deal of happiness when we receive good news, and a pleasant enthusiasm and excitement about anything will generally raise heart rate and other metabolic processes to varying degrees. We certainly should try to increase this type of positive stress in our lives. However, this chapter deals with the more traditional types of unpleasant stress. Thus, when you see the word stress in this chapter, it refers to nervousness, anxiety, fear, anger, frustration, etc. Do we really live in a more emotionally stressful society? There are many stressful challenges in our modern world, such as maintaining employment, dealing with financial obligations, arriving on time, meeting deadlines, passing examinations, dressing properly, etc. Many believe that the level of emotional stress, including nervousness, anxiety, anger, worry, and fear, that we face in modern life is excessively high, and it contributes to physical and mental diseases, such as heart attacks, strokes, depression, and anxiety disorders. Whether modern society is any more emotionally stressful than other societies is perhaps questionable. It is not possible to evaluate accurately the levels of emotional stress from primitive societies that no longer exist. It can even be quite difficult to evaluate less modern societies that are still in existence. Perhaps, a more accurate perspective on stress is life in general is challenging, stressful, and sometimes frustrating, anger-provoking and fearful. There is no reason to believe that living in a simpler or primitive society is necessarily less emotionally stressful. Dealing with the threats of wild animals, adverse weather conditions, starvation, and the probability of illness and early death is probably more emotionally stressful than the challenges we face in our modern world. Comparing modern life to an ideal less stressful society, no doubt, an ideal primitive or less modern society, perhaps in a beautiful tropical island, without dangerous living conditions, is less emotionally stressful than modern society. This is probably what we dream about, and what many critics of modern society think about, when they argue that modern society is unusually stressful. However, under ideal living conditions, life in modern society is also relatively free of adverse stress. Perhaps we can arrange our lives and environment to approach this ideal. I will discuss this later on in this chapter. Modern society is perhaps excessively concerned about stress, thus, we probably do not live in a more stressful society, but we do live in a society that is very concerned about emotional stress, perhaps excessively so. This concern has led to the development of various methodologies that are designed to produce relaxation. In addition, many techniques that might not specifically be designed for the purpose, such as yoga and listening to music, have been used for relaxation. These techniques do reduce stress to varying degrees, and they are generally health-promoting. I will discuss these techniques in detail later on in this chapter. Is emotional stress always bad, or is it sometimes stimulating and healthy? Stress can sometimes provide the energy and motivation to make improvements in our lives. Stress is not always unhealthy, and it can provide the energy and motivation needed to escape from danger or deal with an adverse problem. For example, when we lose our job, the emotional stress can provide the motivation and energy to find new employment quickly. This involves focusing the stress on solving a problem, which in this example is unemployment. Of course, the stress associated with loss of employment can have just the opposite effect for some people, and it can interfere with obtaining a new job. In this case, the stress is not focused on solving problems. It may be inadvertently focused on causing difficulties. This can involve various types of unhealthy behavior, anger, getting into conflict with family members, excessive anxiety and/or depression. This can be a significant problem, even if it is not severe enough to be classified as a psychological disorder or a medical condition. The above suggests an important concept. If you can learn to focus your emotional stress in constructive ways, you will solve your problems quicker and have a less stressful life. I will discuss this later on in this chapter. Under what conditions is stress destructive, and under what conditions is it healthy and productive? Stress can be destructive or unhealthy when it interferes with good health habits, causes conflict with others, interferes with sleep or daily activities. For example, when some individuals are under stress, they might skip meals, sleep less than they usually do, or they may eat, drink alcohol, or smoke cigarettes excessively. Very often, when people are faced with stressful periods in their lives, they resume bad habits that they have broken. For example, a previously obese person may start eating excessively and regain the weight that he or she lost. An ex-smoker may start smoking again. An ex-alcoholic might start drinking excessively once again. An awareness of this tendency can reduce the chances of returning to bad habits when confronted with unpleasant and stressful experiences. This also requires determination and a willingness to invest time and effort to avoid returning to previously destructive habits. In this regard, sometimes professional assistance is also beneficial or perhaps required. Relaxation techniques and related concepts. There are a large number of relaxation techniques. Generally, most of the methods of relaxation are useful and effective, at least for some people. Your goal should be to find the methods that are convenient, effective, and perhaps also enjoyable for you. This should ideally involve experimenting with a number of relaxation techniques to determine what works for you. The relaxation techniques that you use should fit into your lifestyle. For example, if you are very busy most of the time, you should probably choose relaxation techniques that you can do while traveling or even while working. Examples are muscle relaxation, self-hypnosis, and verbal suggestions that can be performed while working. On the other hand, if you have free time during the day, you might prefer techniques that require an investment in time. Examples are meditation, attending yoga classes, and formal self-hypnosis sessions in a deeply relaxed state. I will discuss the various relaxation techniques under separate headings in this chapter, which will be numbered from 1 to 11, for convenience. However, it is first important to understand the limitations of some of the conventional relaxation techniques. Specifically, many of the techniques do not deal with the cause of the emotional stress. They just deal with calming the body. Good examples of causes of emotional stress are financial problems, conflict with significant others, and concerns about possible failures in school and employment. Thus, I provided for techniques that deal with problems that often lead to a high level of emotional stress. A note on a different perspective of emotional stress: some medical providers and drug companies believe high levels of stress are the result of biochemical imbalances and not the environmental factors mentioned above. This belief is in their financial interest because they are providing medical services and related drugs that are essentially tranquilizers. In most cases, emotional stress, including anxiety, is the result of environmental factors, and perhaps the way the individual thinks about and deals with the challenges of life. However, there probably are some cases where the primary cause or contributing factor of anxiety, nervousness, or anger stems from a biochemical abnormality. In addition, some individuals may not know how to deal with the problems of life, and they may experience a level of stress that is high enough to interfere with rational thinking and daily functioning. In these extreme cases, medical assistance is justified and required. Keep in mind, the above does not apply to the normal stress that people experience in daily life. Even very high levels of stress, including anxiety and fear, can be normal when an individual is faced with the possibility of a major tragedy, such as danger to one's life, serious illness of a family member, or loss of financial resources. The primary issue is how the person is dealing with the highly stressful situation. If the high levels of stress do not interfere with rational thinking and behavior, it probably does not require medical treatment. With the normal levels of stress, the following relaxation techniques will probably be effective. For abnormal levels of stress, The following techniques might also be effective, with the assistance of appropriate medical services. Relaxation technique 1. Facing the problems of life, and trying to alleviate them. Try to solve, alleviate, or circumvent your problems facing, evaluating and attempting to resolve your problems to the maximum feasible extent is probably one of the best relaxation techniques. That is, try to solve the problems that are causing emotional stress, and if they cannot be solved, try to circumvent them, or reduce the resulting adverse consequences. However, sometimes there are many stresses in our lives, and we are not sure what is causing the emotional stress. Asking yourself the following questions may help you determine the cause of your emotional stress. Ask yourself, what is making me anxious, fearful, nervous, or angry? Then try to quietly think and evaluate all the possible causes. Make a list of the possible causes of your adverse feelings, on paper, on a computer screen, or in your mind. You can list them in order of importance. Then try to eliminate or reduce the causative factors of your stress. To do this, ask yourself for each factor on the list, what are all the possible ways that I can eliminate or alleviate this problem? 3 common causes of emotional stress, and some possible solutions. Problematic relationships are probably one of the most common causes of emotional stress. This often involves an employer or a family member. Some solutions are to try to eliminate conflict and try to be as cooperative, kind and friendly as possible. Put yourself in their place and try to figure out why the relationship is problematic, with the goal of devising constructive solutions. Sometimes the best strategy to deal with a problematic relationship is to change the nature of the relationship so it is less problematic. In some cases, this can involve distancing yourself. A good example is when a young person moves out of their parents' house to avoid conflict. Another alternative is to break up the relationship entirely. Money problems are another very common source of emotional stress. Obvious solutions are seeking employment or a more lucrative job, and cutting expenses. You might be able to cut your expenses by asking yourself each time you are about to make a purchase, do I really need this item? If I do not get this item, what will be the consequences? Delay purchases to give yourself time to determine if you really need the item. Various types of failures or the risk of failing, at employment, school, or just about anything else, can result in high levels of emotional stress. Sometimes these problems can be alleviated by focusing more time and effort to rectify a failure, or to prevent it. For example, investing more time and effort at studies can reduce the chances of school failures. A greater level of determination and effort can sometimes prevent failures associated with employment. An alternative approach to deal with failures or the possibility of failing is to seek out a different environment or set of circumstances, where you may have a better chance of success. For example, this can involve changing a college major, changing a school, changing a career, changing a job, or moving to a locality where you have better opportunities. In general, seeking out situations and environments that are less emotionally stressful, healthy, pleasant, and fruitful in relation to your goals is a good strategy. Relaxation technique 2. Develop a healthy attitude or philosophy. Learn to deal with imperfections and failures in yourself, in others, and in the world in general. Developing a philosophy and attitude of acceptance will reduce your level of emotional stress. This involves expecting and accepting some failures and imperfections in yourself and others. Most people cannot succeed at everything they try, and they sometimes partly or totally fail at an endeavor. The world and the people around us are imperfect. People often disappoint each other and frustrate each other. Keeping all of this in mind and trying to make the best of an imperfect life and an imperfect world can reduce emotional stress. Of course, none of the above implies that you should let yourself fail. Your focus should be on successfully obtaining your goals, with the understanding that you may not succeed, and if you fail, it is not necessarily a tragedy. There are usually alternative ways where we can succeed, or at the very least enjoy life. Design your life and activities to make you healthy and happy. You do not necessarily have to succeed at your goals to enjoy life. There are some people that invested a huge amount of energy and effort to obtain certain goals, such as a high status occupation, but it did not bring them health and happiness. One of your primary goals should be to obtain health and happiness. It does not involve competing with others, and it may not even involve a large investment in time, money, and effort. It involves arranging your life and activities so they are less emotionally stressful, health-promoting, and pleasurable. Relaxation Technique 3: Avoid causing problems with your nervous energy, and focus it on solving problems. People under emotional stress sometimes inadvertently cause problems for others. When people are faced with a high level of stress, they may cause problems for others. An individual that is confronted with a high level of stress might be impatient with others, and less tolerant. This essentially involves inadvertently focusing nervous energy in a destructive or problematic way. Developing an awareness of the above tendency may help you avoid this type of behavior and difficulties with others when you are under stress. When you are under stress, you should try to focus your nervous energy on alleviating the difficulties that are causing the stress. This can involve thinking quietly, determining the problems, and making plans that are likely to alleviate the problems. Then, of course, you must carry out the plans. All of this can involve some initial failures to solve your problems. This can require efforts at creating better plans and trial and error until you solve or at least alleviate your problems. Relaxation Technique for rearranging or modifying your life circumstances to reduce stress and increase health and happiness. Design a healthy and happy life, and live it a less stressful, happy and healthy life in a certain sense can be designed, like an architect designs a house. Except, to design and build a less stressful life, we are not working with wood, bricks and mortar. We are working with our plans, goals, the way we invest our time, the things we do on a daily or weekly basis, and the things we don't do. We are working with where we live, and how we live, our behavior patterns and health habits, what we own, and what we do not own. All of this can be modified or entirely changed to produce a less stressful, happy and healthy life. Plans and actions. The idea here is to make plans and take actions that will lead to a healthier and happier life. To do this, start with a list of questions that can help you think and plan, such as the following. What are all the activities and situations that I find enjoyable? Make a list of these activities and situations. Place the most enjoyable on top and the least enjoyable on the bottom of your list. When you complete the list, try to figure out ways of increasing each item on the list, starting from the top of the list. What are all the activities and situations that I find emotionally stressful and unpleasant? Make a list of these activities and situations. Place the most stressful and unpleasant on top and the least stressful and unpleasant on the bottom of the list. When you complete the list, try to figure out ways of eliminating or decreasing each item on the list. What are all your unhealthy habits and behaviors? Make a list of these items. Place the most unhealthy items on top of your list, and less unhealthy items on the bottom of your list. When you complete the list, try to figure out ways of eliminating or decreasing each item on the list. Relaxation Technique 5: Listening to relaxing music or other sounds. Basic concepts. Music and sounds for relaxation. Using music as a relaxation technique is probably the most enjoyable and easiest relaxation method. Relaxing music can be combined with most of the other relaxation techniques discussed in the following paragraphs. There are special recordings with music or other sounds, such as sound of rain, that use for relaxation. The following web link will activate a good example. www.silgard.net web link. However, you can use any type of recorded sound you find relaxing. The ideal is to have a number of musical and/or sound recordings that you find relaxing. Getting started with the technique. The best way to get started with this technique is to engage in some experimenting to find the music and/or sounds that help you relax. As far as equipment is concerned, you probably already own what you need. A computer with a CD drive and speakers can do the job quite well. Any type of CD player or an MP3 player will also serve the purpose very well. For some people, headphones can enhance the experience, because they block out environmental noise, and produce an enhanced stereophonic effect. When using musical other sounds for relaxation, you should ideally lie down or sit in a recliner in a comfortable and relaxed position. Then, focus on the music or other sounds and let your body lie still with little or no movement during the relaxation session. The session can last from 10 minutes to over an hour. Relaxing music or sounds while you are involved with other activities. Some people might find music or other sounds relaxing while they are working, performing household chores, and many other activities. You can even use relaxing sounds while you are away from home. You can use a portable CD or MP3 player with a pair of headphones while you are shopping, walking in the street, waiting online, and even while exercising. Relaxing sounds will probably be most effective while sitting, such as in a bus or train. However, relaxing sounds should not be listened to while driving an automobile or when working with dangerous machinery, because it might reduce alertness, which can result in accidents. The easiest way to test out or start a program of relaxation with music is to click on the hyperlinks below. These links will activate videos with relaxation music on the internet. The videos and music were created by a number of authors and they are in different styles, but they are all intended for relaxation. Some of these videos have extraordinarily beautiful imagery and music. Hyperlinks to videos on the internet with relaxation music. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.